Shalom, today's daf yomi is Ksuvos daf chaf aleph, Ksuvos 21, and we're going to start on the bottom of chaf amabez, on the bottom of 20b, that the Gemara has been discussing. We've established that a contract that comes in front of the court and the borrower claims that the contract is forged, then we say that the contract needs kiyum, it needs to be ratified. And if the contract was never ratified, then the lender or purchaser are not they're not able to bring a proof from the contract. And so therefore, the court cannot assume that the contract is valid. And so we had been discussing in the Gemara has been discussing the ways in which they did what's called kiyum chasimus shevishtar, upholding the signatures of the contract. So our Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis discusses this concept of kiyum shtaros, and in a circumstance where the witnesses that are signed on the contract come on their own to establish their own signature. So says the Mishnah, Zeh Omer, that one of the witnesses that signed the contract says, Ksav Yadi, that this is my signature, Vizeh, and the other one, and he says that the second signature is Ksav Yado Shel Chaveri, is my friend's signature, the other witness who signed with me, Vizeh Omer, Zeh Ksav Yadi, Vizeh Ksav Yado Shel Chaveri, and the other witness comes and says, this is my signature, and this is the signature of my friend, Harei Eu Neman, and then under those circumstances, we are going to believe that the contract is valid because we need two witnesses to validate a contract, and that's okay. But Zelmer Zek Savyadi, Vizelmer Zek Savyodi. So if each one says that this is just my signature and each one does not recognize the other signature on the contract, and so therefore each witness is only testifying on their own signature, that it's their signature, and we don't have two witnesses to uphold every signature, it's Tzrichon Tzaraf Imahem Acher. We need another witness to uphold it. Divrei Rebbe, that's the position of Rebbe. Whereas Chachamim Omrim Einim Tzrichon Tzaraf Imahem Acher. The Chachamim disagree with Rebbe, and they say you don't need two witnesses to uphold a signature. Each one is believed to say that this is my signature. So the Gemara takes this up, because from the words of the Mishnah, it's clear that says the Gemara, Shetim Tzi Lomar, when you and analyze the logic of the Rebbe and Rabbanan, you're going to discover with Divrei Rebbe, according to Rebbe, who says that in the Mishnah that each one wants to be the only one to uphold his signature, you need to bring another witness to do it, then Aksav Yadan Heim Me'idin. So his logic is, on the top of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, that the witnesses is really testifying against their own signature, and they're not testifying about the action that happened, but they're only coming to testify about their signature to uphold the contract. And so therefore we see that the upholding of the signatures on the contract is a completely separate thing from the contract itself. And so therefore, from the position of Rebbe, then you can't just uphold it on the basis of one witness, because you need two witnesses to testify that it's a valid signature. Whereas L'divrei Chachamim, whereas according to the rabbis who say that all the witnesses that are signed in the contract, who say we saw this action and we signed the contract, Amana Shebashtar Hema Me'idim, that these witnesses are not testifying about their signature, but they're testifying about the money that's in the contract. And since they're testifying that we saw this action, therefore, even though the two witnesses are not able to uphold the signatures, nevertheless, the contract is upheld, and therefore we're not going to be worried about forgery. So the Gemara says, Pshita, well, this is obvious. What are we learning here any new? Do we need to really analyze this logic of Rebbe and the Rabbanan? No, it's obviously it has to be that case. Why would you think that it's possibly different? So the Gemara says, no, you could have determined Rebbe and the Rabbanan's position differently. What might you have thought? Ma'od Tema, you might have said that Rebbe is not of the position that the witnesses are testifying about their signature, but you might have said L'Rebbe Sapuke Misapkila, that Rebbe was uncertain and he wasn't clear. So he wasn't sure whether they were testifying about their own signature or about the contract itself. And so therefore, that's why we had to clarify it. So the Gemara says, and nafkamina, what's the practical distinction? If we're going to say the Rebbe says that they're testifying about their signature, or if he says that they're testifying, or since he wasn't sure he's testifying about a doubt, so the concern is hechi demischa minayu. So in the circumstance where one of the witnesses that signed on the contract dies, because if we're going to say that Rebbe was strict, whether or not they're testifying about the money in the contract or about the signatures, then the second witness would not be believed about the second signature of the witness, even if there's going to come another witness from the market. But labayishnayim minashuk alidulav, we would require two other witnesses to testify, and the witness that was signed in the contract is not able to combine with another witness to testify about the second signature. Because if that would be the case, then it would turn out that that one witness is counting for 3/4 of the testimony. And so therefore, if you're going to adopt that approach, that if one of them dies, you would need two whole witnesses to uphold the signature of the person who died. And that's one of the nafkaminas, the practical differences that the Gemara is saying about how we interpret Rebbe's opinion.